Good evening. We're going to start tonight, Kuf Vav Amud Beis 106b. And we do the Gemara, Ein Tzva, Idrai, Fir Finif, seven lines in the top, Bai Mine.
Kuf.
106b, this shouldn't be that difficult. Let's go. So the Gemara is like as follows. Bai Mine. Actually, go one line up. Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna.
Why?
Did you drink? How much did you drink? I said it four times. Kuvav and Bays, 106B. Come on. Kuvav, Vav. 6, 106.
Speak English.
Okay, so does Gemara, everyone have it now?
Yes.
Amar Rav Huna. It's over here. Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna. So Amar Rav Huna, it's the middle line. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Huna says the name of his Rabbi Rav. Toyem Einam Mekadesh. Toyem, look at the Rashbam on the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Toyem Im Achal, if you eat Friday night, that's it, you've lost Kiddush. Lo Yekadesh Kol Alayla Elamachar Kol Demasuda. Once you've eaten already, you've lost Kiddush. And therefore, you've done something incorrectly. You should not have done that. But if you did that, therefore, you cannot make kish the rest of the night, and you can only make kish in the morning. So, frekt Rav Chana Bar Chinana Merav Huna. He asked Rav Huna, where's Rav Huna the Rosh Hashiva of? Good guess, but Surah. Rav Huna is Surah. As Rav Huna was in Surah, as was his Rebbe Rav. Right? So, Toyem Mao Shiavdel. So Rav Chana Bar Chinana asked Rav Huna, what about Havdalah? Let's say Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos, before Havdalah you eat. Could you make Havdalah then? Amli Ani Oymer, I say Toyem Mavdel. Rav Asi Amar, I said if you ate Saturday night before Havdalah, you still make Havdalah. But Rav Asi says Toyem Eino Mavdel. Rav Yirmiyah, so Rav Asi says, if you ate Saturday night, you do not make Havdalah. And Rav Huna says, you know, you make Havdalah. Look at Rashbam again. Ani Omer, he's quoting Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, if you eat Saturday night, you still make Havdalah. V'afa gav l'gavi kiddush amina. I, Rav Huna, said, by kiddush, I said Friday night. If you eat ta'am, eino mekadosh. By Havdalah, you should not be azah so stringent. Now that we know what Rav Asi holds, one time it was that Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba ikla lebi Rav Asi. He went to the house of Rav Asi. Ishtale, he made a mistake. V'toyem midi, and he ate something. Havalik Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos. Before I was came home after Ma'ariv, he was hungry, ate something. He didn't make Havdalah yet! Right? Havli Kasav Avdal! He went ahead, they gave a cup of wine, and he made Havdalah after he ate. Amru Leit Beisai, Rav Asi's wife knows that Rav Asi holds not this way. So she says to him, like a good wife does, like, Amar Mar, doesn't my husband, the Rebbe, don't you hold that way? You can't a bracha levatala. You can't make Havdalah once you eat Saturday night. You've lost. You've squandered. You've given up the ability to say Havdalah. So Amr La, so Rav Asi told his wife, Shav ke, leave him alone. Kerabe Svirle. He's following his Rebbe, right? His Rebbe was Rav Huna. Taisus asked, maybe it was Rav. No, it's Rav. It's Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds not that way. So, an important lesson, by the way. Somebody comes to your house, and it's not even just like you hold this way. You follow this minhag. Rav Asi paskind. It was a bracha levatala, right? Rav Asi held it's a bracha levatala, but since Rav Huna held it's not, he didn't say anything to him. You know, he didn't tell him you're wrong. He's following his Rebbe. I happen to believe if Rav Huna would have been there, he would have argued with him. Because Rav Huna held not that way. Right? And they would have argued on halacha. But when a student follows his Rebbe, and his Rebbe is a bona fide Rebbe, Rebbe is a bar samcha, as we say in the world, somebody to rely on, you don't say, who are you? He's following his teacher. If his teacher would have been there, they would have argued in halacha. Because they were chaverim, they were both students of Rav, and but here he was following his rabbi. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Shmuel. So Rav Yosef says in the name of Shmuel. Where's the Shmuel, the Rosh Hashiva of? Nahar Da. Rav Yosef was a Rav Rosh Hashiva in Pampadisya, but he said he was a student of Rabba. Right. Actually, together. Rav Yosef and Rabba were together. He was a student of Yehuda and Rav Nachman. So Rav Yosef said the name of Shmuel Toyem. If you eat eat Friday night, you don't make kiddush. Toyem enam avdos. And if you eat Saturday, you don't make you have avdos. So according to Rav Shmuel, you do not under any condition once you eat Friday night or Saturday make either kiddush or avdos. V'Rabba. Amar Rav Nachman, and Rabbah says in the name of Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel. Now, Rav Nachman, by the way, was the principal disciple of Shmuel. Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov will be the next Rosh Hashiva of Nahar Da. So Rav Nachman was he's saying in the name of Shmuel. He's saying in the name of Rav Nachman or Shmuel. Toyim Mekadosh for Toyim Mavdo. No, completely opposite. If you eat Friday night, you still have an absolute. You are wrong, and you still have an absolute chiyuv to make kiddush. V'toyem mavdo, and if you eat Motzei Shabbos, you still have an absolute chiyuv to make havdalah.
Toyem meaning eat anything.
Eat or drink anything. Exactly.
Did they make havdalah in shul back then?
No. You missed out a few shurim. You missed out. I probably gotta listen back to the tapes.
So at this point in time, do you think when Rav Nachman is making this statement, is Shmuel still alive?
No, and most likely not. I mean, Rav Nachman, he may have been when he did it, but when this is being quoted, when Rabba is being quoted, Rabba was a couple of generations later. Okay. It's like,
but it's somewhat unusual that Rav Nachman would say exactly the opposite thing of his own teacher.
So when you have two things like this. There's some chain got messed up.
Right.
So the fact is that the Gemara then say Amarava Hilchasa Tayyam Mekadosh we paskin, okay, that a Tayyam, if you eat Friday night, you still make Kiddush, and if you eat Motzei Shabbos, you still make Havdalah. We paskin like Rav Nachman, like Rabba in the name of Rav Nachman, in the name of Shmuel. Okay. By the way, just going back. Actually, let's finish one. We'll do some a couple of choices. Please open it. Umi shelo kiddush be'erev Shabbos. Somebody doesn't make kiddush on erev Shabbos. Mekadosh v'hoylech kol hayom kulo. If you didn't make kiddush erev Shabbos, you make kiddush the whole day, right, or the whole Shabbos. If you didn't make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, you can go ahead and make Kol HaShabbos Kulo. So we saw Rashi and Tosafot, I said it a couple weeks ago, that that's up to Tuesday night. You can make Havdalah. Except, by the way, this year, it's Yom Tov. And Yom Tov, you can only do it that day. Right? The next day. So if it's Yom Tov, so if you don't make Havdalah this coming Monday night, got it. Right? What? Well, technically, some say you lost it. We paskin can do it up to you can do it the next day.
So, for that person who is being allowed, in a normal case, to go all the way up till Tuesday to say Havdalah, mm-hmm. then in the world of Rav Rav Nachman, I guess. He hasn't had anything to eat for all those days.
Well, so we discussed this at that time when I talked about 2 weeks ago. Really, you can't eat or drink until. So we're going to see this now because we're going to see what could you do before Havdalah and what it is. We're going to get to that actually. So Taisus, just a couple of Taisuses. On the bottom, Toyim Einu Mekadosh. Pirish Ad LaMachar. So if you ate according. Now we don't paskin this way. But according to Rav Huna in the name of Rav, and according to Shmuel, by the way, as well, right? And according to Rav Asi, if you eat Friday night, you have lost Kiddush. That's it. You come home, you're hungry, you made a mistake, you forgot, you didn't make Kiddush, but Amariah, the first generation of Amariah, are all saying you can't make Kiddush. You've squandered. You've lost the Pirush Ad Lamachar. Wait, I was fifth. Ad Lamachar until the next day. Koydim Achila. Before you eat Shabbos day, you make Kiddush then. You make the Friday night Kiddush, by the way. You hold the whole, like, the longer Kiddush, because you never made it Friday. Even though we discussed a few weeks ago that the Shabbos day Kiddush is intrinsically different than Friday night. But you never made Friday night Kiddush in this case. So, of course, you always make Kiddush Shabbos day. So today, you know, you don't make that Kiddush before you eat Shabbos day. You make the long Kiddush. You can make the whole Kiddush Friday, Shabbos day. According to his opinion, we don't pass him this way. We're talking about Lamai. By the way, if you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, your wife is in the hospital, or you didn't have wine, and you get wine Shabbos morning, then you would do that Kiddush then also, right? That's what the Gemara says later on. If you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, you make it the whole day. The Im Tamar, and by the way, it's happened. You know, people go to the hospital Friday night.
They themselves are sick.
They don't eat Friday night because they're ill. They have a flu, whatever. Yeah. Perfect. Exact same thing. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds your yotze yayin, to the Gemara we saw before, that when they make kish Friday night in shul, that's we actually saw that about quite a few weeks ago. So how do you make kish in your house? You show them the mikri time came in shulotamu elamikosha bracha. Wait, says, what do you mean? He touches his question like this. We said somebody makes kiddush in shul. Remember we discussed that making kiddush in shul Friday night? So that guy ate before his kiddush at home, and he wasn't yaitse, right? According to the other opinions, right? If you make kiddush at shul, right? You make kiddush with people at shul. That's what we saw. So you ate before, you ate or you drank before kiddush at home. So it says the Tosfos says that doesn't count. That's not included in this whole thing because that's a kosher bracha. That was a permissible drink. Here we're talking about you drank or ate impermissibly Friday night. You've now squandered kiddush. Why is that? Because it's a bizarre to the kiddush. You've lost. You kiddush means you're sanctifying it. It's before the meal. You're showing that this is an important meal, right? After you've eaten your meal, it's not. You've kind of degraded in that idea of kiddush.
But it's not even Te'ima, it says even if you taste something. So how you're degrading if you just tasted something? You're not having the whole meal, the whole chashuv suda for Shabbos.
So what? You shouldn't have done anything before you make Kiddush. You show that it wasn't so important.
From the time of end of Mari.
For a time, once, right, this is very important. Once you have an obligation of Kiddush. Well, so this is, well that will be very important in Shabbos morning.
It's like a
fast day.
If you break it, you break it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Once you break your fast, you broke your fast. You know, whether you ate a big meal, or you had a cup of water, or you have a piece of pizza, you broke your fast. Right? Right, good illustration. The Gemara that the Tosfos then says Ishlev Tami that we saw the Gemara Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, he forgot Saturday night and ate something, and at the house of Rav Asi, who held you can't make Havdalah once you eat, but he followed Rav Huna and he made Havdalah. So Tosfos is bothered. What do you mean, Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, a great Amira, he forgot? The Gemara says, the animals of the righteous don't mess up. How could an Amira mess up, right? The Gemara says, the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair didn't eat unkosher. Didn't even mess up. And here, Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, and for Tosfos, no, this is a Yisoy. Actually, one of Gittin says it also. The Haka, the food was kosher. But he did it in the incorrect time. When it says that the righteous don't stumble, it means to eat unkosher food. Here's a completely kosher meal. He just didn't make Havdalah yet. So that's something. The Gemara says that the tzaddikim don't mess up. That's not to eat treif mam, which is a real bizayon to eat treif. But to mess up, to skip yalla v'yavo and shemona esrei today, to forget to do Havdalah, that's just a normal human error. But eating treif, eating something that's not kosher, that's more than a human error. That's a real gnai, because no one would ever want to eat treifa food. Okay? That's enough for this. And then Amarava, Taisus Tap Taisus, Kuv Zainam and Aleph. Amarava Hilchas says, Tam Makoydish Vechenalacha, we pass in that way. That whether it's Kiddush Friday night, or Kiddush Friday night, or Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, if you eat or drink by mistake, you would still make Havdalah, you would still make Kiddush. Now, of course, the Beis Yosef points out, what's clear from this Gemara is that you should not and you cannot eat and drink before Havdalah or Kiddush. It just, do you lose it? That's the only question this Gemara is asking. The Beis Yosef just stresses if no one should make a mistake here. The only question is if post facto, if you really messed up and you ate or drink Friday night or shot or Saturday night, could you still make Kiddush Abdullah? Yeah, the Gemara comes out like Rav Nachman, the name of Shmuel, and Rabbah says Chan Hilchasa that you could still make Kiddush, you could still make Abdullah. Well, the Gemara.
Did they do chiluk ben mezid leben mistake?
No. Do you see a chiluk? No. So why are you asking?
Maybe I missed it.
No, the Gemara is clear. The Gemara is unequivocal.
Well,
stam.
He made a mistake.
No, it's the Gemara is stam. The Gemara says toyim. Period. Mm-hmm. And even so, what are you? I mean, you want to? Does he still hold if you're amazed you could do it? No, he still holds you could do it. I mean, that's your saying. If he's amazed, not for shogeg.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the Gemara is not machalik. Right. Okay. The Gemara on Kuf Hey Amid Aleph 105A. Kuf Hey Amid Aleph. Now I'm going to jump in the middle of this because simply because it's there's no great point to stop to start.
So again, what's the name?
Kuf Hey Amid Aleph. The word is Aval. If you look at it's about a third down. Aval Atchulei Lo Matchilinan. The first word in line is Delo Mafsekinan. Aval Atchulei Lo Matchilinan. Everyone see that?
Yes.
Okay. Now the Gemara. I'm just going to jump in. The Gemara is talking about if you start a meal Friday night, and you start Friday afternoon, what you do about Kiddush, and then it starts talking about if you start a meal Shabbos afternoon, right, what you do then, could you Friday night, the problem is Kiddush, you cannot eat until you have Kiddush, and Saturday night, there's a certain point of a Chiv Avdallah, right, so the Gemara says, you can't start a meal, this is talking about Shabbos afternoon, right? After its time. Omifsek nami lo amran. You ever have that? Ela bachila. Aval v'shtia lo. Right? Aval v'shtia lo. V'shtia nami lo amran ela b'chamer shechor. V'maya leis lan ba. Right? So the Gemara says, let's just get Rosh Bam before I explain it. That you can't start your meal once you have a Chiv Havdalah, but if you've started your meal, right? If you start in your meal, you don't have to stop. Umifsach, if you start in your meal, if you've washed before Shkia, or before Ben HaShmashas, according to most, right? You wash for Shalashas, you can go. If you ever, Ari, you were in Yeshiva last year, they ever take you to like some Shalashas, to Chassidim, or something like that?
Do you know Rav Brazil?
Shmuel Brazil?
I used to go to him for...
He's Geshmak.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun.
He's very good. He used to be in Chargashiv years ago. He was a big singer too. He was a reggish and all
there's
this.
There's a lot of singers.
Yeah. See, he's a beautiful bald. Oh, very nice. So, did he finish Shabbos early or late?
Later than.
He goes late. They're singing. They're saying Divrei Torah. So, what about Havdalah? You don't have to stop. If you start your meal, you go to the Square Rabbah in Square. I once went. You know, I was in Square by Muncie. I was there once in my life. I went. Why did I go to Square? Because when I got engaged, my shver wanted to get a bracha from the Square of Rebbe, my father-in-law. So I went there with my Saturday night. My parents were in town. I was just engaged for a couple weeks. I wasn't married yet, and my parents were in town. We met. We all drove in to go to the Square of Rebbe to get a bracha for the wedding, etc. So it was like it was in the winter. Okay, I got engaged. Last week of January, first week of February. So it was in the winter. It's probably mid-February I went there. It was in the winter. We drove up to near Muncie. It must have been 10:30 at night. They had just made Havdalah. This is not in Scotland, okay? Probably Shabbos over 6 o'clock. They just made Havdalah. Maybe like, they just made Havdalah.
It's winter, yeah.
Yeah, it's 6:30.
It's called the crab. Middle of the midnight. I stay from after midnight till 5 a.m.
So you can make Havdalah very light. But why is that? You don't, because once you start your meal, you don't have to stop. Lo mafsekina, you don't have to stop. When don't you have to stop? That's if you washed. That's if you come to Shalosh Shudas and you wash. This is very important, by the way, because people are over this. I say this every week, right? you washed. Now, it happens to be some discuss if you only have mazonis. I'm not going in there today. It's a big discussion in the post. If you make a mazonis, could you continue to eat your mazonis by Shalash Shadis time? Or do you have a chiv havdalah? Is that enough? But what's clear for the Gemara is if you wash, you can go to the Sklan Rebbe, go to 12 o'clock, you can go to the square, you can go to Shmuel Brazil. By the way, Shmuel Brazil says, Divrei Torah, Gavaldik, Divrei Torah. He's a yeshiva now, right?
Yeah, that's very good.
Yes, yeshiva. So you can go, no problem. But if you didn't wash, who said you can continue your meal? The Gemara says not that way. The Gemara pashas means you have to wash. There is a discussion about mezonos for sure, as I'll see right now. If it's shahakal or fruit, you're a goner. You can't continue.
Actually, not daily mariv. They keep on going then to daven mariv and then
what?
So they're going and then benching then mariv.
Yeah, then they're going until very late and then they're going to bench and daven mariv. Yeah, exactly. So the Gemara says a little bit chilav abashtiyah. Lo, if you're just drinking, they're just drinking, you can't continue your meal. You have a chilav. It's not a continuing. When havdalah time comes, when it's already been a shmashes, you're a goner. You got to stop your meal. Abashtiyah nami. Lo, what kind of drink are we talking about? Bechamra. We're talking about some kind of chamra v'shechra, right? You know, wine or another drink or beer. Of a maya, so that you can't continue. But my water, drinking water, when it's a time of havdalah, that's lay somebody. Yeah, that's not a problem. Upliga de Rav Huna. That's an argument on Rav Huna. Where's Rav Huna the Shiva again?
Surah.
Surah. Okay. Surah. Making sure. Upliga de Rav Huna. De Rav Huna chazia. Rav Huna saw. You see, you both remember. Right. Rav Huna chazia lahu gavra. Saw a person. It was already time for Havdalah. The guy took a drink of water. Amarle! So Rav Huna told this guy, are you not scared of getting croup? Askara is croup, which the Gemara in Tainus and other places says is one of the worst diseases, especially in those days. Cough to death.
It was horrible.
The Tanam is Shmei de Rabbi Akiva. There's a Tanam, there's a brace in the Rabbi Akiva called Toyim Kula. Anybody who says, who eats, drinks before Havdalah, misasa baskara. The punishment for this person will be askara. He'll get croup. And the place given, they explain, because you sin with your throat, you'll die with your throat. Mida kenegi mida. Obviously, the Gemara is talking about people who know better, right? It's, when you have mida kenegi mida, it's an expectation that you know, okay? The Tana Mishrei Dabek, you go to misasa baskara. So, Rabbanan Dvei Vashi lo kapte maya. And yet you see that the students of the yeshiva Ravashi, of course, is the editor of the Babylon Talmud, they were not makvid. So you see from before that the Gemara says earlier, and even from Ravashi, that they were not careful. They drank water before Havdalah. Okay? Not like Rav Huna, who was worried about Askar. Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Hani Mili? Can I see Hani Mili? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines in the bottom by the Rashbams. Can I have a Hani Mili? The Havdalah, Enu Kovas, Lafsuke, Sudas of Altchule, Lomatchilin. So Havdalah won't make you stop your Suda. If you're in the middle of a Suda, if you've washed, right? But you can't start. Vahani Mili, the Lomafsik Lachila. But that's what Havdalah can't make you stop. If you wash, but shtia, or anything which is not like washing, right, is lav davar chashifu, mafsik mafsik. So a guy comes to for shalosh shudis and doesn't wash, he's on a diet, doesn't want to have matzah, doesn't want to have bread, wants some fish, and he comes 15-20 minutes late, you can't just do that, right? If a guy comes early and has some fruit, or has some fish, fine, it's fine, you know, as long as you're not into benesh moshes. But once you're in benesh moshes, you're ready to get to something like Abdullah, you can't do that anymore, right? We'll see what the Mishnah Berurah says shortly. But certainly, if you already started that, you want to keep drinking. Let's say a guy comes with Havdalah, he's not going to wash, and he's going to eat some fruit and keep drinking. At a certain point, where according to all, and Havdalah, you're by Rav Shmuel Brazil, but they call him Shmuel or Shmelka Brazil.
Rav Shmuel is what I've heard.
Okay, so Shmuel Brazil. You're by Rav Shmuel Brazil, the Sklan Rebbe, you go to the square, and all the Hasidim are going on, or all the Tamidim of Brazil are going on. You know, it doesn't make a difference that they can eat. They washed. You can't eat. You can eat when you wash. You have a, you're not going to wash. You have a little drink and some fruit, some fish, whatever you're having. From a few minutes in, you're gone. You cannot continue anymore. Make your brain a fushes because you're not going weiter after that. Okay. As I mentioned, some say it makes by mazonis. I don't think it's so pushy. We'll see. Lo kapte amaya. By Mayim, you can drink even before Avdala. You were not careful about water. This is very important. The Rashbam seems to say that you can drink water before Havdala. Aval kami kedusha before Kiddush. Kapti b'shu kavod Shabbos. This is Rashbam. If you want to before Havdala drink water, you're thirsty, you can drink water, but not before Kiddush. Not before Kiddush. Not before Kiddush. Right, if they're eating on Shabbos, it gets dark. You can finish your meal and then you make a zimun and make mavdala. Okay. The Taisvis I'm going to skip the time. I'm not going to do Hani Mili, the Achlo Vashasu. I'll do it. It's important tesis. Hani Mili, yeah? The Achlo Vashasu, everyone got it?
Mm-hmm.
Hani Mili, the Achlo Vashasu Mikara. Mas Vashayu Oichlim Vashabbos. It sounds from the Gemara that they were eating on Shabbos, Samach Lashaycha, close to the time of darkness by Tesa Kochovim. But Tema! You know what Tema means? Tosfos is flabbergasted! He can't believe it! He's shocked! Tema! Shalom Nagu! Listen to this. It's like, you know, we don't pass like this Tosis, by the way. Ramah brings this Tosis down, as the other opinions. It's not really our sugya tonight. But Tosis says, Tema Shalom Nagu Lecha Ben Mincha L'Mayriv. We don't eat between Mincha and Mayriv. You hear this? That the minhag in certain places is not that they had shashos before Mincha. We don't pass in that way, okay? Vigam Rabbeinu Tam is Koyas Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam is one of the great Baliyat Tosfos. It was, one of the rebbes of the rebbes of the Ravid and others in the Balmor. So he was mad at Rabbi Shlom Shan Hinig Lecho by Mincha L'Mayriv. He was now going to see why they eat. Why did they not eat? It's very important. The Amar Medrash, the Medrash that says Hashoyse Mayim B'Shabbos, person who drinks Mayim on Shabbos. Now the Shulchan Aruch Hara, I'm just jumping around here. Like some say this is only about Friday night and not Motzei Shabbos. But others are saying it's Motzei Shabbos, and only Motzei Shabbos. If you drink this time B'Shabbos, Ben Hashmashos, Goyizol is Krev of Hamesim. Okay? Now, what the Medrash says, and the Ramah brings this Medrash, is that, and it's a Medrash, Rabbeinu Bachya brings this down, in Parsha Shmais, that Rizal was Makpid on this, and others, that we know that the dead are have a break on the people in Gehenna and HELL, they get a break on Shabbos. So before they go back to HELL, which is, you know, a hot place, they say they take a drink before they go. So you're taking their drink away from them. Okay, you're stealing. Now the reason we don't pasuk this way, parenthetically, the Ramah says this is only talking about by natural bodies of water. That's how that's on. Now, in those days, people, that's what they drank from very often. They take water from natural bodies of water. Is anyone taking natural bodies of water? Pashas, no. However, I will tell you, there are people who are machmir not to drink from water fountains after this time, if you have bottled water. Because where's the water fountain? Where is it coming from at some level? It's coming from the system, which is coming from some body of water somewhere. So there are people who don't. You should know that they don't drink from water fountains. They drink from bottled water. They'll drink from sodas, they'll drink from whatever, but they won't drink from a water fountain after Mincha. By the way, I mean, just test your Jewish knowledge. Why do we say Tzidkascha on... Why do we say Tzidkascha on Shabbos afternoon? You ever think about that? We say Tzidkascha, no, it's... Do you know what Tzidkascha is, by the way? Tzidkadin, right? It's not known as Tzidkadin. Why do we say Tzidkascha Shabbos
afternoon? That's why we don't say it on
when there's no Tachanun, right? So why don't we, it's still Shabbos, you say Tzidkascha? It's a weird thing. Yeah. If there's no Tachanun, you don't say Tzidkascha. Oh, what about Shabbos? Shabbos is the day of Tachanun, right? So the reason we say Tzidkascha is two reasons the place can bring down. The reason number one is this. We're saying Tzidkascha for all the dead who are going to go back to Gehenna. after Mincha. They're getting ready to go back to Gehenna. Wow. The reason number two is at this time, Chazal bring down the three great people passed away. Moshe Rabbeinu passed away Shabbos by Mincha, David HaMelech passed away Shabbos by Mincha, and Yosef passed away Shabbos by Mincha. So we say it for them as well, for the three, those three. It's a Pella, right? You see, it's a custom. A past Mamash, like Moshe David, they realize it's the godless.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So the custom Shapam Achas Ir Maise Belotar. Does anyone know what Lotar is? Come on. Who doesn't know what Lotar is? Anyone say European history?
Superman's nemesis?
You guys should know this. You have to world history. Who conquered? Who was the head of the Franks? Who was the greatest European leader?
Napoleon.
What? Napoleon. You're about 1,100 years late. Charlemagne, right?
Charlemagne.
Who is Charlemagne's son?
Lothar.
No, guys. It's embarrassing. embarrassing. Louis the Pious. Louis the First. Don't you guys like world history? Louis the First. And who, what happened after Louis the First? Louis the Pious? I mean, Yeshiva guy. Come on, you guys should know this. They divided the kingdom to three, right? At one point, Germany and France were all... Charlemagne was not... They ran everything. They broke it into three kingdoms. Lothar was one of Charlemagne's three sons, right? And he... They named this area after him. Today, it's called an area called Lorraine. Like Alsace-Lorraine?
France.
That comes from Lothar, originally. So... They were in Lothar. This is not from Tysus, by the way. This is just Trivial Pursuit. Okay, Kasav Shapam Achas Iramaisa Belotar. He was in Lothar. Bali Sakana, and it came to Sakana. Guy drank from the water on this time. It came to Sakana. Because those who are Makar, again, we don't pass this way. We just don't drink from well water or stuff like that. That's what Rama says. But again, after Yom Kippur, Makar Vido, they were worried about because of Shichras. So otherwise, they would have not let you eat in that lately, but they wanted to have you make sure you didn't eat or drink before Vidoy. So they let you do it. V'gam tisha v'av v'chal esh v'shavas nidchatir v'koshi. V'yishu demari haka shetchila v'heter. Here you start v'heter. Be'em sasuda yudav mincha. Okay. That's according to Tosis. We paskin, no problem. No problem. Alo shtia mafsikin. Pir shtia below suda. De'em b'kvias l'chach mafsikin. Right? If you drink out of a meal, you cannot continue when Havdalah time comes. But Maya, we're not Makbid, right? But water, we're not Makbid. And the Gemara talks about Askara, the punishment, the choice bring up Askara. The Rambam, Maimonides, actually brings both these halachas by Kiddush and by Havdalah. Listen to the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Shehilcha Shabbos, Perachav Tes, Halacha Hey, listen to what he says. Aser, La'adam, it's forbidden for a person. Lechol oylishtois yayin mishikir shayom ad shekadosh. You can't eat or drink until you make kiddush. Lechemesh yatsa yom also lehaskel, once it's daytime, once it's nighttime, Friday night. You cannot begin to eat or drink, to do malacha, to do anything. Excuse me, this is not, you can't do it by kiddush Friday night. And he says now, Havdalah Saturday night. He says you can't eat, drink or do malacha. I mean, malacha we learned a couple weeks. Could say baruch amad v'kosh v'chol or zin atachadam. You can't do anything. Olitoim klum, to eat anything at all. Ad shiavdil, nothing. Then this is the Rambam. Lishta samayim mutter, to drink water is mutter. Then he says shachacho avar. That was the Gemara we just saw in Kafei. Then he quotes the Gemara Kavavam Ebeis. Shachacho avar. You made a mistake. Or over, that's for you, Sharon. V'achal v'shasa, you eat or drink, kol v'shikadosh, before kiddush, or before havdalah, okay, or before havdalah, you could still make kiddush or havdalah. That's what Rambam says. Now, what the Rambam is interesting, the Rambam says, lishus amayim mutter, the Rambam says, to drink water is mutter. The Magen Mishnah understands that clause of Lishta Samay Mutter is not just on Havdalah, that the Rambam is saying it both on Havdalah and Kiddush. Who's that not like? Like the Rashbam. Remember the Rashbam said that you can drink water before Havdalah, but by Kiddush, because of Kavod Shabbos, we saw that Rashbam, we're Machmir. Right? That was the Rashbam said that. So the Magen Mishnah wants to say that you can drink water even by Kiddush Friday night. Even by Kiddush Friday night, you can drink water before you hear Kiddush Friday night. By the way, I get this question often. Pregnant ladies, people want to take pills. How many people want to take pills? I tell them it's not the case. Because the pills is not lahana. I said, you should tell them, by the way, you have another question. You can take medicine on Shabbos. Why in the world did you wait till Shabbos to take your medicine? You could take it 25 minutes ago before Shabbos. Kashin amaisa. But according to the Magen Mishnah, you can drink water just like, because that's the Rambam brings like a clause after Kiddush and Havdalah. The Beis Yosef says like the Rashbam. The Beis Yosef says no. The Rambam is only talking about Havdalah. You can drink water beforehand, not by Kiddush. That's how the Mechaber will paskin. Okay. Another Rambam. The Rambam says in Halacha Yud in Perichav Test as follows. Someone making Kiddush Rabbah, making Kiddush Shabbos day. Okay. The Rambam says, but also the Adam Shiyutum Klum, it's forbidden for a person to eat anything Koydem before Shabbos day, Shiyakadish. But also Eloi Litum Klum Koydish Vikash. The Ravid on this Rambam says, what are you talking about? Kiddush Friday night Steraisa. There you can't eat. Do we see anywhere about Shabbos day eating and drinking before, out of curiosity? Did we see anything about Shabbos day? Well, when the Gemara says about Kiddush, what was Kiddush was it talking about? It's about Friday night Kiddush. It's clear it's about Friday night Kiddush, right? It's clear it's about Friday night Kiddush, right? So the Ravid says, Rambam! Maimonides! Where are you coming from that you can't eat and drink before Kiddush Shabbos day? That's a dinner of Friday night because it's a bizarre for Shabbos. It's degrading Shabbos. Right? Now, of course, you can't eat your meal before you make Kiddush. Because the whole point of Kiddush Shabbos day is what? We learned this a few weeks ago. What was the point of Kiddush Shabbos day? Why do you make Kiddush Shabbos day? Because it's showing that it's different than the weekdays. On the weekdays, you wash and then you make a hagafen. Here we're showing it's a chashev. The Maisa, we don't pass it this way. We pass it like the Rambam. And the reason is because the Rambam understands it. It's called the Tikkun Rabbanon. What does that mean? Called the Rabbanon? Okay, the Raisa Tikkun. Whenever they make a Tikkana, they make like the biblical thing. It's just like Kiddush Friday night. It's like Kiddush Friday night. You can't eat or drink even water, perhaps. So too, Shabbos day, you can't eat or drink anything until you make Kiddush Shabbos day. You want to come to the Kiddush Club. This is very important, by the way. You know, we talk about making Kiddush and a little thing. If you didn't make Kiddush, you can't join the Kiddush Club here. Now, I'm not talking about whether you can make Kiddush on scotch. I discussed that already. But if you just want to take a sip, you can't come to the Kiddush Club. You have to hear first heard Kiddush inside there. You can't even have a little bit of scotch until you hear Kiddush. Right? That's how we'll paskin. Now, if you get the there's Mishnah Berurah here, everybody wants to see. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, look at the Mechaber. Let me do this quick. The Mechaber says, Reish Ayin Aleph Dalet. Reish, there's one more Mishnah Berurah if anyone wants. Reish Ayin Aleph Dalet. Listen to the words of Rabbi Yosef Cairo. Says the Mechaber, Reish Ayin Aleph Dalet, 271.4. There's another. Is that another Mishnah under there?
No, it's a base.
Also, litum klum. It's forbidden. It's on Friday night. Also, litum klum. You're not allowed to taste anything. Koydem shekadesh before you make kiddush. Afilu mayim, even water. Friday night you can have. It's not like Shabbos day. Even if you start eating before Friday night, you cannot continue your meal until you make Kiddush. Also, litum. The Mishnah Berurah says in Yud Aleph, is there rak iser derabbanan? It's an iser derabbanan to eat or drink with a mitzvah asay to make Kiddush Friday night. But eating or drinking before Kiddush is a din derabbanan. Why? There came the chiyuv shal hakiddush chalav miyabikish shalos. You're chayiv, and when the minute Shabbos comes, you have an obligation to make kiddush. Ve'afilo kilo shalos behedin, even if you didn't make it explicitly. The came and shenat safek hashem, if you're going to become ben hashmashas time, right? Me'mele chalav Shabbos, it's Shabbos. Ve'im kibol of Shabbos, afilo daimon din gahado. If you daven, you make early Shabbos, you come here Friday night early, 6:30, and you daven mincha ma'irav, You can't, when you get home, it's still bright outside. You still can't eat or drink anything until, even water, until you make Kiddush. If you want to make early Shabbos to eat and drink, of course you can do it, as long as you don't get too close to Shema, as we discussed previously. That's first halacha. Now, go to Reish Tzadi Tes Aleph. Reish Tzadi Tes Aleph. You got it? Aser! Forbidden! This is not Havdalah talking about. Lechol! Shum davar! To eat anything. Oh, afilu lishtos yayin, or even to drink wine. Oh, shar mashkim. Chutz? From what? What can you eat or drink afterwards? You saw something tomorrow? Mimayim! Right? Not like Rav Huna. Right? It's not, except for water. Mishet tachshach, once it becomes dark. Ad shiavdil, right? Until it becomes dark. Avon hu yoshev oichav, you started your meal already. You washed shal shudis. Your yoshev will be boid yom, it was still day. Vechashcho, and then it becomes nighttime. Three stars come out. In a tzarech lafsik, you don't have to stop. Right? Afilu b'shtu, you can keep even drinking. V'imha yoshev v'shoyse v'chashcholo. But if you're only sitting there and drinking, you didn't wash for shal shudis. You were drinking, tzarech lafsik. You gotta stop, make havdala first. V'yishur hanimil b'savech hashecha v'vadech hashecha. Some say you have to make havdala. It can't be by the Skelen or by Rav Shlomo Zal.
What if you didn't do Mariv yet?
Mariv has to do it as far as what? You have a chiv. Once it's already been a shmashas, you can't. It's already a chiv havdala. You can't even do Mariv unless you've washed. So you can't.
You haven't washed, but you go in. Like you're saying, the guy comes in, joins them.
So listen. This is very important. Look at the Mishnah Berura Aleph on this Mishnah Techshach when it gets dark. Even if it's Ben Shmashas, so let's say Ben Shmashas probably here is about 20 minutes after Shkia, according to most opinions. Most are Makbid, like Ramesha, 9 minutes after Shkia you shouldn't wash already. 12 minutes after Shkia, some say. Lechatchila, we're up to 9 minutes. We're Mekel to wash. Don't worry about it. Don't sit in there, look at the clock. Someone say, watch, it says, see later on, the Knesset Safek HaShefa, once it comes Shkia, right, we say up to 9 minutes after Shkia, Mikol Malkum nearly, let's say, by Achila Shal Shudas, you didn't eat Shal Shudas, in Lo Ocho, Mikol Mevali Tzarech Lecho, you should eat Shal Shudas, even after Shkia, V'afilu L'shar Achila, Im Hu Ta'iv Lecho V'lishtos, if you're hungry, Gabriel Achor, until half hour before it says. Now, what do we hold says is? So we approximately Davin, I think comes out to about 54 minutes after Shkia. They do 72 minutes after candle lighting, because it's 54 minutes after Shkia. So it's 24 minutes after Shkia you have until to wash. But after 24 minutes after Shkia, you can't wash, you know why? Because you have a Chiyuv Avdalah. Even though Mishnah Berurah is Mekel, because Shal Shudas. 24 minutes after Shkia, you have a Chiyuv Avdalah, you can't do it anymore. Right? Again, you can only continue to eat if you washed. But if you're drinking or you know, having things which are not a davar chashiv, then you gotta stop your you can't continue. One more thing, Reish Pei Tes now. Reish Pei Tes. This is Shabbos morning. Reish Pei Tes. Aleph. You got Reish Pei Tes? Look at them. Look at 1, 2, 3, 4 lines. 3 lines. 4 lines from the right. Mechaber. Reish Pei Tes Sif Aleph Mechaber. Right. He says V'shelo Yitom. You see that? V'shelo Yitom on Shabbos morning. Shelo Yitom Koydim Lo Klum Koma Bekeshulaylo. You can't eat like Keshulayla, and Keshulayla, what do we say? You can't even drink water. You can't eat, you can't drink water before you make Kiddush. Right? But he says, Umil lishtos mayim biboker kolam tefila mutter. Before you daven shacharis, before you come to Psukkah de Zimra, you can have water. Why? Because before Shachris, lo chal alav kiddush. You can have water. You can have some coffee. Jonathan, you had a coffee tonight.
No sugar.
Still in Scotland time over here.
No sugar.
You can use it. You're being jet lagged in the whiskey, huh?
Coffee, no sugar.
What are you being more so machmir from? It's so from. you have no sugar in your coffee? Most poskim today are maple, because sugar is normal today.
And milk and eggs.
You know, 100 years ago, sugar was, we don't live in this world, sugar was a delicacy.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
it was
so
worth of gold.
It was sugar. Times. You know, Isra Zalman Meltzer, when he's in yeshiva, his sister sent him a very, very, very special gift. This is 100 years ago, a little bit more than 100 years ago. It was like a whole thing. What did she send him? She sent him a sugar cube. Mamish, like a sugar cube. Did you have sugar cubes in yeshiva last year? You had some sugar cubes.
We didn't really have any of that stuff.
They didn't have sugar cubes.
I had my own when it came to coffee and drinks.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You gotta go to Lakewood. They take care of you for coffee.
The cola happened. They were very strict. You had to pay if you wanted to take.
Are you serious?
BYO.
How much tuition did you pay for that school? they could get some coffee. Oh, my goodness.
So like coffee, like Shabbos morning, like, it's the same thing.
But you should find someone to have coffee and sugar.
Right.
Yeah. Like, today, coffee and sugar is not a delicate thing. But other things is a problem. But before is important. Before Shachar, it's not a chiyuv kiddush. But after Shachar, once you can't drink water, it's like Friday night. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says, he says that all these halakhas are exactly the same. Right? You cannot eat, you cannot drink, you cannot do anything. Right? Look at Mishnah Berurah Vav now. Where does Mishnah Berurah Vav say? Shalyitum koydem lo? Vigam nashim! Ladies! Shaychem be'inzeh, the komili, the Shabbos, ishvei sheshavin. Just like Friday night, men can't drink or even water or eat anything before Kiddush. So too, ladies. Just like Saturday night, men can't do anything. What could men do Saturday night before Abdullah?
Drive.
They could drink water. They could drink water. We saw it's Mefarish. You could drink water, right? You could drink water before Abdullah if you're thirsty.
But I
wouldn't drink from a river, and some people are mocked that drink from the water fountain. Don't go up to the Guadalupe and drink water for many reasons.
Stay away from the creek.
You may drink a homeless person's shoe if you do that,
Or worse.
Don't jump ahead of it. So women have all the same chuvim as men. Okay. So what about ladies? We just said the mechaber said, I'm gonna say this outside now because it's getting late. The mechaber said that you could drink water or coffee, let's say, before Shacharis. You know why? There's no kiddush then. Now, it happens to be every day of the year, there's a shayla before Shacharis, of eating and drinking before Shacharis. There's a Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud that says that to eat and drink before you daven Shacharis is what? Gaiva. Is arrogance. It's, you know, it's, you, the first thing you should do in the morning, by the way, I stress this, everything being equal, one shouldn't check their email before they daven Shacharis. You know, I know everyone's addicted. I by the way, I would contend that most people, they're so anxious to check their email after Shabbos. Halavai, and any night of the week, they used to be so anxious to learn Torah, as they're anxious to check their email multi Shabbos. Halavai, they used to be so anxious. They like the minute Shabbos. This is how addicted people are. They run to check their little Q phones or emails. I mean, it's crazy. We can wait after Shabbos. I'm not saying if you can't focus, you're gonna be stirred. You're waiting for some email. Okay, so better to look at your email than to be thinking nervous the whole morning. But really, you shouldn't eat and drink before Shacharis. The first thing you do is Shacharis.
Well, coffee in the morning.
So I can't have that coffee usually, unless it's Yom Kippur. I have adrenaline going for me. You know, but
you focus,
yeah, I'm on with you. What's that? So the Paiskim are makel about things which help you daven, right? And it, therefore, if you're very weak, they'll even let you have a te'ima, a little something also. I've had people who are diabetic, so I've told them better to daven Shacharis b'yechidus Shabbos morning than to wash. If you have to wash, if you're going to eat something small, not a problem. But to go ahead and have a whole meal before Shacharis, not simple. The Gemara is clear, so it's better daven b'yechidus. It's not my chiddush. If you're going to wash, what about ladies? So here's the thing, ladies in general. Do they have a chiyuv of tefillah?
What's the day? You can have a mincha ma'ariv.
Who just told you?
It's Bangraman.
Do they have a chiyuv of tefillah or not?
Well, yes. Well, yeah. One tefillah a day.
Who said one tefillah a day? Where are you coming from? One tefillah a day. So it happens to be the big discussion. Some say you have to the woman chayv min shachris and min chayv psukin zemra. And some say if they have little kids, etc., they're mekel. And some say, like the Magen Avraham, a woman can make one bakasha, one prayer, you can say moyda ani or brachas, and the yoytze tefillah. Okay? Here, during the weekdays, during the weekdays, but this is very serious, by the way. During the weekdays, that's very geschmack, because they can make, my wife was makbet, she says some bracha. She dances on Esther every morning, you know, as hard as it is, the weather. But she'll have some brachas and she'll eat and drink, and then she'll daven from Esther at some point when she has a chance, okay? But on Shabbos, if you do that, if your wife just says some tefillah, she's chayv and kiddush. She's absolutely chayv and kiddush. And what happens when you're chayv and kiddush? You can't drink a cup of water. You cannot have a cup of coffee until you make kiddush. Period. Right? You can't. If a woman is chayiv in kiddush, if she doesn't daven shmoneh esrei, and every day what does she do? She does a few brachas, or she says something. She's a chayiv in kiddush. That's what the Prima Gadon holds. That's what the Chassidus call. That's what Shmuel Shammai Zalman Arba holds. Now, Paiskim bring down. Paiskim bring down that if a woman every day that day is Shmona Esrei, so then she's like a man. She's like a man before, you know, before Shachris, could have a coffee. Some even hold you can have like a little food to eat, which the Chassidim will do. Kichel is not so good. Better have cereal, which is not possible to kiss then. Because that's really, it gets more serious. You have cake, it gets actually more serious. I'm not telling you there's no one who's Mekel, but in the from world, unless you're Hasidic, and they daven, and the Hasidim, when they do it, they daven 10 o'clock. Right. Some people, it's like, you know, don't ask me, I'm not going to be the great defender for them. But, but it's not so simple. But really, you have a Chiv Kiddush. You mamish, you have a woman is absolutely, this is not a joke. If a woman doesn't daven Shmoneh Esrei ever, so when the morning comes and she makes her brachas, if she then wants to eat, she has to make kiddush. The Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss talks about, he says, if it's a shas hadchak, if a woman's really weak and she can't make kiddush for whatever reason, you can rely on the opinion of the Maram Chalva, who was a student of the Rashba, and he gives testimony in the name of his teacher, the Rashba, that Noshim are Paturis min HaKiddush, Shachris, by Shachris, only on Shachris, not Friday night. If they're Paturis min HaKiddush, Shachris, and they're weak, and they can't make Kiddush, so they don't make Kiddush. But otherwise, of course, women are absolutely, positively obligated to hear Kiddush. And if they daven at home Shmoneh Esrei, some women daven at home Shmoneh Esrei, if they want to eat or drink anything, they cannot eat or drink until they make Kiddush. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a bomba tshuva. You know what Rav Moshe Feinstein says? Are you married? Not yet. Okay. But it's happening, you know, they're in Stern College, they get MRS degrees. It's old.
Yeah.
So yeah,
you get MRS.
You have to help. You have to help someone get an MRS also. Be chesed
every couple months.
Couple months. Okay. I thought you'd be a year or two. A couple months. Okay. He wanted to give his father a little caffeine. You know. So
he's awake now.
So you know. So when you're married, so you learn this. When you're married, does anyone Shabbos day? Out of curiosity, does anyone eat breakfast with their wife ever during the week? Anyone? Anyone lunch with their wives? Anyone? Okay. How about Shabbos day? You eat lunch with your wife? Absolutely. Does your wife ever eat? Your wife doesn't come to the shul. Does she eat lunch without you? Don't say yes. You're on tape. Right? No. A woman waits for a husband. So Moshe says like this. He says a woman will always
is Tali Shabbos on her husband. What happens if her husband davens Shachris and Musaf, which according to all opinions, you have a Chiyuv Kiddush? What then? So Ramesha says an unbelievable thing, that if her husband davens Shachris and Musaf, a woman is a Chiyuv in Kiddush, even if she didn't even daven yet. Oh. Even if she didn't daven, because she's Tali on her husband. She's dependent on her husband. So if a person davened, I've said this to people, they davened Hashkama. In some places they have a Hashkama minion. Right? And they're not going to eat lunch until 12 o'clock or 11 o'clock. The husband finishes at 9:30. They're not going to eat lunch until 11, 12 o'clock. The wife, before, even if she didn't daven Shachris, if she wants to have a cup of water, according to this, she has to make Kiddush. That, when is that going to be germane? Sunday morning. You stay up Shabbos night, Saturday night, right? All nighter. We're going to daven Shachris at 5:36, whatever time it is, right? You come home, it's 8:15 in the morning. Your wife's still sleeping, okay? You're going to make Kiddush. You're going to have your cheesecake. You're going to go to a bed and conk out. She's going to wake up, right? She's, 5 minutes after you conk out. She's going to stretch. She's going to want her coffee. According to Moshe Feinstein, she has to make Kiddush. She's totally on you. Right, she's totally on you. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach argues on this. He says, "No, what do you see?" He says, "Sarchi and Shemaisha, that a woman is that she's totally on her husband." I tell my wife to make Kiddush Shabbos morning, Sunday mornings. Sometimes it's no gay. I don't have hashkama, right? But I tell her if she wants to eat and drink, Shemaisha's the place at her door. Now, Ketanim, the Shabbos is explicitly. So quick, and then we'll hold here. Which says explicitly that Ketanim, young kids, eight, nine, whatever, they are, we're make with little kids before Kiddush, so you make Jerry wait to hear. So the Shabbos says that Ketanim are Mako, even Shemedi the Chinach. That were Mako, because it's only the Rabbanan, they can eat and drink before Kiddush, right? B'Shabbos B'Shachris, if they Kiddush, it's us L'Noiso. Now, don't tell any of this to the kids on Shabbos day. Before they make Kiddush, we always tell them they can't eat and drink until they hear Kiddush. Happens to be it's best that they don't eat and drink the Kiddush. But if a kid is hungry, right, the father's not home, the mother shouldn't tell the kid. The kid's starving. No, you gotta wait until the daddy comes home. Right? Friday night, the kid's starving. You know, you're diving late. No, you gotta wait for the daddy comes. They're gonna be you're machmer on this. Just to sum up, the Gemara says in two places, right? Talks about both in Kofhei and Kofzayin. Kofhei and Kofzayin about eating and drinking Friday night and Alhamdulillah. We paskin unequivocally, right? That you cannot eat or drink anything Friday night before Kiddush. Anything Friday night before Kiddush. The Rambam once already been a shmashas. But if you light candles Friday night, and it's not so pasha for a lady anymore, she has to take water, she should do it beforehand. It's okay. It's not pasha. You have what to rely on if you're taking medication, but as a general rule.
It's not so hard either. I mean,
you know, if your wife making early Shabbos, tell your wife if she's gonna be thirsty, she's extra time. You know, you're not home yet. You know, all right. Friday is unequivocal. No eating or drinking. We don't paskin like all the Amorayim who said if you eat before Kiddush Friday night, you can't make Kiddush. You could make Kiddush, but you cannot eat or drink whatsoever Friday night. The opinion of the Rambam, and that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam according to the Beis Yosef, not according to the Magen Mishnah, not according to the Ravid, is that Shabbos day is absolutely no different. There's no difference between Shabbos day and Friday night. And therefore, once you have a Chiyuv Kiddush, once you daven Shachris, right, once you daven Shachris, you have to make Kiddush. Before Shachris, there's no Chiyuv of Kiddush. So you can have your coffee, you can have your water. But by woman, it's the exact same thing. At Motzei Shabbos, we saw clearly in the Gemara, that you cannot eat, you cannot drink, you could drink water, unless you're worried about the Medrash. But even Shalashuna's time, if you don't wash, there's going to be a certain point when that comes. After 20, you know, after 20 minutes, you can't eat or drink anymore either because you'd already have a chiv of havdalah. Okay, hold it.
One question. In a case, let's say a woman, it's not absolute. She some days she daven to myself, some she does she doesn't daven. You go after the rov.
Lo pashat. You make it lo pashat. It is lo pashat. Let me tell you. If she tries to daven Shmoneh Esrei a day, will you tell me how? Mostly she daven Shmoneh Esrei.
Some days, yes. Some days, no. You go after the rov. She dies more. If the majority is not, the majority is nice. You go after the majority.
It's. If she's not so careful, it's not so simple.
So
maybe just put it right on top.
So
or next to it. I would tell she make up the kiddush.
No, so do the kiddush.
They have to
do the kiddush now.
Yeah.
So basically, you rely on the fact that if you're not doing it every day, once you did, because
if she misses one, two times by mistake.
No. I'm not saying one time. Let's say she does Birkot HaShachar every day. Every day, sometimes she doesn't shachar Shmoneh, sometimes she doesn't daven Shmoneh. Right. Then you go, you're going to be machmir, since she did the Birkot HaShachar, you're going to go ahead and do Kiddush before you eat.
Yeah.
Great show.
Thank you.
Very good show.
Yeah, important stuff, no?
So my wife should be basically, if she's at home, and let's say she knows she's probably not going to get here until 10:30 or whatever, she... After say 9:30 ish, after I've she shouldn't really drink or eat anything.
Right.
Like if she's sitting at home.
Right.
Okay. That's important.
Yeah. Exactly.